Hello and welcome to another exclusive from the official Liverpool FC podcast. This really is a special episode today as we hear from Arne Slot for the first time since he became Liverpool head coach. In it, he talks about his vision for Liverpool, what style we can expect to see, and also his reaction to Jurgen Klopp singing his name at Anfield during his own farewell. This really is one not to miss. And as you've stopped by, we've got plenty of podcasts for you to go back and enjoy with Liverpool heroes past and present. But for now, here's the first interview with Arne Slot.
First of all, congratulations. Welcome to Liverpool. Can you articulate, can you tell us how you feel at this moment?
I would say energized because of the holiday I had. Excited, really looking forward to the new challenge, which is ahead of me. We're, of course, looking at the training ground, which is fantastic. So there are a lot of things to look forward to. The team is coming back in a few weeks, and looking forward to a new start of after a nice period I had at Feyenoord. Mm.
Can we get some housekeeping out of the way, because you've heard your name pronounced all kinds of different ways? Let's get that sorted now. I've heard Arne. How do you pronounce it correctly?
I've heard Arne as well a few times when I played Celtic. Brendan Rodgers, he a few times called me Arne. I listened to that name, but we in Holland would call me Arne, which is not an easy one to pronounce. So I listened to Arne as well, but I would prefer Arne. Yeah.
The Scousers will call you probably all kinds of different names between between now and then.
Yeah. As long as it's positive, I'm okay.
It will be positive. Yeah. How you talked a little bit there about how you'd spent that time in between your last club and this. There's been a bit of time between you being announced as Liverpool manager. And now, was that a deliberate thing from your point of view?
I think it is because of a few reasons. First and foremost, maybe the farewell of Jurgen, which was really special from what I saw. It was on the same day I left Feyenoord as well, but I did see a few things. And afterwards, there was a few more farewells from what I saw. So I think it was fair to him and to the club and to the supporters to wait a bit and then to come in. Apart from that, I went on a holiday, like you probably can see.
Yeah.
And I think now is a good moment to arrive here and to talk to you. And let's be clear that I don't start today. I've been in a lot of contact with staff members already, from people who are working here to the new staff members that are coming in, and of course, almost every day, Richard and me are calling each other. Because we have to talk. This is also a very important phase for the new season to make sure the team is ready, and we have to plan the pre-season. So a lot of things have been done, but more on the background, and now I'm sitting here in front of you. I think it's a good moment to do it now for the few reasons I just gave you.
How easy is that for you to switch off this really exciting period that now you've started, but you know, that moment where you sit on a sunbed and you're trying to think about the season that's just happened, but also looking forward to the years ahead here at Liverpool as well. Are you somebody that finds it easy to switch off?
No, I don't think if it's me or anyone else ever switches off. But it's been a good few weeks because I can look back at a very nice time at my former club, Feyenoord, and really looking forward to go to a club like Liverpool. So There have been summers that it hasn't been this good, because that's also the life of a former football player and a manager. But this summer was really, really nice because of the fact that I left Feyenoord in a good place, and I'm coming to a club that Jurgen left in a good place. So it's already been a good summer.
Can we talk about Jurgen Klopp? Because you do replace an iconic figure. He's clearly somebody that you have huge admiration for.
Yeah. I'm 45 now, watching football for a long time and watching football a lot. And I think there's been an era where everybody looked at the Barcelona side of Xavi, Iniesta and Messi. The rivalry there was between Real Madrid, with Cristiano Ronaldo being there. And I think when that came to an end, the new rivalry in European football came because of Jurgen. He managed Liverpool and Pep Guardiola, of course, managed the Man City. And I think for everyone who loves football, was a fantastic era to watch the both of them getting the best out of each other. And Yeah, I've seen a lot of games of Liverpool, a lot of games of City as well. And when you live in Europe, the Premier League is probably the nicest league to follow. So, yeah, he's done a tremendous job over here. And I'm really happy with that as a fan. But now as his successor, I think his successor, we would say.
Yeah.
He left, like I just said, Liverpool in the best possible way, I think. So, very good team. Fans are very good as well. So, looking forward to it.
Was it important that you spoke with him? We know that you had a long-standing friendship with Pep Linders, but was it important you spoke to Jürgen?
Yeah. I did the same with my former clubs when I started over there. But I think if someone worked at a club for 9 years, have been so successful, you want to know all about it from him, and you also want to know things of the players. Although I think it's also important to get my own opinion about that. But all the staff that are staying here, so you can only use all this information he has. Because he did so well, not only in terms of results, but I think also everybody saw in his farewell, but also the years before that, how popular he was. And he gave me more than a few good tips, but I think what standed out for me was that he was so happy for me, and that he said, and I think he said that in the media as well, that he would be my biggest fan from now on because he supports Liverpool in the best possible way. And you don't see this very often, so it says a lot about his character, the way he handled this situation as well.
It's very important that you're your own man in all of this as well, but we look at your style from what we've seen on TV, you know, your passion for developing elite young players as well. There are a few similarities between you and him, perhaps.
I think there are, and I think that's also one of the reasons why I came in, because I think the way Liverpool scouted me, I don't think if that's the right word to use, but I'm not sure about that. But they were looking for not the exact same type, but I think when something has been successful, a certain way of playing, you would like to extend this or to go on with this. And it's probably one of the reasons why they came to me as well. Yeah, it is my style, but I think it's the style of many modern coaches at the moment, of Guardiola and Klopp. And I think at a big club where I've worked at Feyenoord as well, it is probably the only style you can play, to have the ball a lot, to have a lot of energy. And I think also now there are comparisons between the club I just left behind and the club I'm going to work for now. The fans love to see, both fans love to see a team that wants to do everything to win a game. And if things are tough, they try to do everything to turn the game around. And I think that has been done by Liverpool many times, and it's been done by my former side, Feyenoord, many times as well.
It is a big change, but change is exciting too, isn't it?
It is. It is. You just said it. It's wearing a new jersey. And of course there's change, but a lot of things are still the same as well. So I think the players are still the same, which is probably the most important thing, because in the end it comes down to the players, and I think the fans are still the same. So many things are also still the same, and we're going to try to work on what Jürgen left behind, and we will see a lot of similar things. But of course I bring my own things to the table as well, and I think that's also what is expected of me.
Your title is officially head coach. What does that mean for you here at Liverpool?
Yeah, for me it's normal, because this is the way it is in Europe and in Holland. I don't think there's much of a change between a head coach or a manager. It's just about being a head coach. I can fully go into the things I would like to do, so work with the team, prepare the team in the best possible way. And me and Richard are going to work together when it comes to transfers, but not only the two of us. There's a big backroom staff included to this as well. And I think for me, it's the way I've worked always, and for me it's the ideal way of working, because I can use the most of my time by working with the team, and the time that is left will probably be a bit for the family and a bit to talk with Richard about how we can strengthen the team. But we already have a really strong team.
Just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts from. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and their careers on it. Loads on there, including Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing for Liverpool, and how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup. Every episode of We Are Liverpool available now, and if you give us a follow, it will alert you too so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show with Arne Slot.
Can you tell us a little bit about when Liverpool's interest became real for you and there was a possibility of you taking the job and that moment where you decide that this was the right move for you?
I think those moments are always very private because nobody needs to know about it. So the first time you hear that Liverpool is interested in you, you have to keep it between me and my wife. I always knew that it had to be a fantastic club where I would leave Feyenoord for. And this was Liverpool and the league as well. So I think it was a year ago, I was in the interest of a few Premier League clubs as well, but I decided to extend at Feyenoord with the idea of staying there two more seasons. But after a year, Liverpool came along, and then, yeah, like I just told you about the rivalry between City and Liverpool and the many games we as football fans saw, it wasn't a difficult choice to make. Although, like I said, I was really happy at Feyenoord, the way I could work there with the fans, with the staff, with the players. But this was a possibility I had to take.
Can you tell us about you then, about your style? Again, I mentioned before that we learn from what we see on TV, but how would you describe yourself as a head coach, your cornerstones?
I think when I come in the first days, in the first week I'm here, I will be really focused on the training ground. I think there is the place where you can influence the most, and you have to influence the most because you have to influence your players coming to K-model and your game plan. And I think that's where it's all about, to find a way of playing which suits the players best and then adjust maybe with the game plan a bit where we can win a few things. But that's all tactical, and I think there's something else towards being a head coach or a manager, the way you want to call it, and that is the relations you have with people, relationship I have with my staff, but also the players, how they get along with each other, and the relation between staff and players. And I think this was one of the things, looking at it from the outside, where Jurgen was great at as well, apart from playing style. And that is a challenge, because I'm 100% sure that many people who are still at this club still love him, and we have to find a way that people get used to me and used to the new staff that's coming in and get the same energy in this building and eventually into the stadium as well, because that's where it's all about. We have to perform during the games. But to perform there, I think it's important to have a good idea of how we want to play and a good energy within the team and within the people who are working at Liverpool.
It seems from what I've read as well that you take a lot of learning experiences from other sports. It's not just football. You take interest in what you can learn as a coach from different things.
Yeah, not tactically, of course, because those are different sports, but the way some sports handle the mental side of the game can help you. And I sometimes used it in team meetings before a game, so I try to use examples of cycling or if, at the moment I think we've seen Roland Garros and we've seen Djokovic winning in a really tough game, and I think that's one of his qualities, that he can also, when the game is not going his way, he can still find a way to win it. And I think those are examples you can use towards players as well. But let's be clear, we were mostly talking about football, and it's not going to be the situation that players are going to listen to all kind of other sports. Sometimes I use it, but only if I think it's necessary.
We spoke about change just a moment ago. It's a big change behind the scenes as well. You will bring with you your support staff, your coaches. Can you tell us a little bit about them, their personalities, and what they will offer this playing squad and this fan base at Liverpool?
Like I just said already, Jürgen left the club in a really good place, left the team in a really good place. I think we have a lot of quality, and the way they played last season was already impressive. So we are going to build from there. Of course, you want to take some people with you as well, because they know who you are, they know your playing style, and they can translate this to the other persons in the staff as well. But if you go to a club like Liverpool, you can assume, and I already noticed that there are a lot of good people working here as well. So we're going to use the best of, hopefully the best of both worlds, to implement a few things from us and to use the knowledge that is inside this club already, because of the 9 years Jürgen and his staff worked here. Yeah, I bring in Sipke Hulshof, who's been my assistant for a few years now at Feyenoord. I worked with him longer ago. I worked with him at Cambuur Leeuwarden as well. He was the assistant of Ronald Koeman of the Dutch national team as well. But he's going to join me now from the start. A bit older than me, I think, not so much, but a bit older than me. Because we worked together for such a long time, I think the both of us know exactly what we want when it comes to game model, playing style. And I think that helps. Then we will bring in a performance coach as well, who's going to help me and the club with, how would I put this in English words, with the way we are working on the physicality side, physical side. And I think us three have worked together at Feyenoord for 3 years now, and we know how we want to work, which is, of course, normal. And then there's a replacement in the goalkeeping staff as well. We've brought in Fabian Otte, who was working at Borussia Mönchengladbach and is still now with the USA team at Copa America. So those are the first positions we filled in, and I think we are still looking for one or two other positions. And I just said in the beginning of the interview that Richard and me are calling each other a lot, not only about this, but also about the positions we still have to fill in.
Yeah, and recruitment will be a big part of that as well. Has that been part of those conversations with Richard?
Yeah, and it's also been part of my spending my time in the last few weeks. So, if you bring in Fabian, which I didn't know before, you have conversations, meetings with him, together with Richard, and to bring the best possible person in we could find. And I think in the situation of Fabian, we will manage to do that. He's regarded as one of the most interesting goalkeeper coaches there is at the moment. And in the meetings we had, I felt this as well. So still one or two positions to fill in, and we are talking about this and having meetings about this, of course, as well.
It was a squad that finished on 82 points. You mentioned before it's been left in a good place, so you must feel that it's in a good place to go again and go again strong, this squad.
Yeah, definitely. I think 82 points is a result of playing style. Always the points you get is always a result of the way you play. And I've seen many games already. I've seen many training sessions as well. And of course, the fans can see the games, so they know we have some very good players. But I also seen a lot of training sessions already. And I think this is where you bring the culture. And they are always working hard, like the fans see during the game. And real good team, real good players. Managed to be on top for a very long time. But I think in the end, we would all love to see Liverpool a bit higher than the third place. And this is the challenge we are facing now, to build on from what we have. And hopefully, and I have all the confidence in this because of the players, that we can add a few things where we hopefully can get a bit more points than 82, which is necessary with the likes of Arsenal and City, to end up hopefully a bit higher than we did this season.
It's fascinating to hear you talk, not just about the fact that you watch so many of the games, but you would even go back and watch training sessions. So that, you know, that you dig quite deep into the history of what last season looked back behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, there are two things to do this. Of course, to get to know more about the players, because mostly you see them during the games. And you want to know also what the culture is, how they train, and what they are used to. And I think it's always interesting if you are the successor of Jurgen Klopp in this situation, and also Pepijn Lijnders, who does quite a bit of work on the training pitch, to see what their ideas were on the training pitch. And I think many successful managers have said this. We all try to steal a bit from each other, and mostly this is done by looking at the games. But if you can see the way they train, that can only help you. But that one thing be clear, the players are not going to get all the same exercises again. We will implement our own things, but it's interesting to see what they did also during the week.
The fixtures are out now. You've heard from Arne Slot. So get ready to support the Reds for the 2024-25 season with LFC Retail. The new Nike home kit and training range are available to buy now in your official LFC stores and online at liverpoolfc.com/store and also on the official LFC store app.
What has this period been like for you as the boss in terms of how you speak to players? Do you leave them to their international duties at the moment, or have you reached out to a few of them to find out how they are?
I think I've reached out to a few of them, all of them, after Jürgen left, because I thought that was really important to be fair to Jürgen and be fair to the players, because they had to end the season. And I don't think I would be really happy if my successor would have called players before I left the club. So and then I think it's normal to start with the captain, which was Virgil, which was an easy one for me because we could speak Dutch. And from there on, I called a few others, but not many of them, because I think they're all, most of them are with in preparation or at this moment playing at the Euros, and the other ones, some other ones are at the Copa America in preparation. So I think, the best way is to keep a certain distance, but also be interested in them as well. And hoping that most of them, especially the Dutch, will stay as long as possible away, so that they will reach the final. And then afterwards, I will get to meet them. And I think that's a better way of getting to know each other than by phone or by Zoom meetings.
Fixtures for the new season are fresh from being released. I think it's 7 weeks now before it all gets underway. That will go very quickly, that period. So what are your priorities in that next 7 weeks?
I think in pre-season, it's all about getting players fit and get your game idea, your game model into the players. And therefore, we have quite a lot of training time with a few of them. And depends on how far players will go into the tournaments they are playing, how many time there is to work with these players. But like you already mentioned, playing style will not be completely different, but would be strange if we would do exactly similar things, because I'm not although I'm the replacement of Jurgen Klopp, I'm not exactly similar to him. So we try with the players that come in the beginning, which are quite a lot of them already, implement our idea of football as soon as we can. And when the rest comes in a bit later, hopefully the ones who are there already can help us as a coaching staff, that they know what is being expected, and then probably it will go as fast as possible, because we have to be ready at the first game with Ipswich away.
And before that comes the US tour. You'll lead your team in the dugout for the first time in Pittsburgh. You must be excited for that.
Yeah, I think it's always special to have your games. If it's in the United States, from what's been told to me, the stadiums were quite full or completely full. That's a special way of starting your career at Liverpool, but especially if you go to a new club, the first time is always special. First time arriving here for the first training session, first time leading a session, and first time leading a game will be special. But the most, of course, I'm looking forward to is leading a game at Anfield. But we have to wait a while before that happens.
We spoke a little bit about Feyenoord at the start. You must be in a wonderful place mentally now to have left them amongst Europe's elite again. Always probably quite sad to leave a club that you have such a big part in your life, though.
Yeah. I think it was during the interview I said that last season I had the chance to go to the Premier League as well. I decided to stay because I felt that things weren't done yet. When I started there, club was in quite a difficult place, didn't have a lot of money, ended up fifth, I think. And we could change that around. And now with two successive seasons of Champions League, winning the title once, winning the cup once, I think. And the value the squad has now has been completely different than 3 years ago. I think it's fair to say that that I left Feyenoord in a good place, and I have all the belief that the new head coach over there will do a great job there as well, because he's inheriting a good culture and a very good team as well.
Just that thought, though, of being at Anfield for the first competitive game, is there something in your mind that just thinks that will be such a special day for you as Liverpool manager?
Yeah, I think it is. Every new club you go to when it's your first home game is special. I remember it being special at Feyenoord, and I'm expecting it to be really special here in Liverpool as well. But like I said, the first thing I'm going to look at is the first training session we have. And then afterwards, all the sessions that come after and the games we will play. And we have to take this really serious to be the best possible team we can be at the first game at Ipswich and the second home game against Brentford.
And they sing "You'll Never Walk Alone," like Liverpool do.
I think that I've already said that there are a few similarities between Feyenoord and Liverpool. Both are cities alongside the river, so people work in the docks. Docks is, I think, the English word for it. Yeah, it's hard working class fans that appreciate seeing the team, and I think these clubs, the clubs like Feyenoord and Liverpool, from what I saw from it, it just means a bit more for the fans. It just means a bit more if the team does well than at some other places around the world. And this is what I felt at Feyenoord, and I'm expecting to feel the same here at Anfield as well.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it too. One last job, hopefully, for you, and that is your camera there. It seems like a good way to finish if there's a message from you to the fans, so speak to them direct.
You surprised me a bit on this one. No, I think, like you said, there is a change, but the change hopefully isn't that big, because we still have the same players, we still have the same fans, and if the both of them are going to do the same job, that will make my life a lot more easy. So I'm expecting them to show up again in the upcoming season, and the same for the players, and I will do everything within my interest and power to lead the team in the best possible way.
Very best of luck. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you as well.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Feel free to leave a comment. And remember, if you give the official Liverpool FC podcast a follow, you won't miss a new show when they drop. From all of us here, bye for now.